the Women Unleashed podcast. Join us as we share with you the fun, confronting, wild, fucked up, epic, and raw side of being a woman in today's world. Nothing is off limits. Allow yourself to be inspired to be unleashed.
We acknowledge that we are recording our podcast on the traditional country of the Turrbal and Yuggera people and pay respect to their elders past and present. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and contribution they make to this community.
Welcome back to the Women Unleashed podcast. It's Brit and Jess.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Alrighty, this week we're going to talk about emotions.
Yeah, let's dive on in.
Yeah, and thanks for this one, Jess. She's been having all the feels lately. All the feels.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready to talk emotion. They're there, they're present, they're rocking and rolling for me this week.
And if you're hearing this and there's like a little voice that's like, I don't have emotions, I'm not emotional, then you probably should listen to it. Like, not the voice, us. You should listen to the episode.
Yeah, listen to us. And do you know what? I just want to know that I'm not alone in it either.
Nah.
You know, let us know, because one of the worst things is to feel alone in it and feel like you're a bit of a cuckoo. Nada.
But as you know, like, the psychologists, like, we're all the same. Like,
we truly are. Mm. And, you know, I can know that logically, and then you're like,
still have an emotion.
Is it true?
Yeah, the little, what do they call it? The primitive brain, the amygdala, is that the...
Oh, the amygdala. That's the
same thing or different?
That is the same. Yep, the brainstem is more primitive than the amygdala.
Oh, right. Okay, so there you go. I didn't know that. Yep. Thank you. All right, Jess, what's an emotion?
What is it? I'll speak from my own personal experience only on this. So an emotion for me is when it comes up when I feel outside of myself. So it's something that either I feel really good about and I notice the good feeling, or it's something that I feel really bad about and I notice the bad feeling. So it's, for me, how I know there's an emotion there is when I'm present to either the goodness or the badness.
Okay.
That's how I can explain it in a really logical or easy, like, to understand way.
Would you say you notice yourself feeling happy, or you notice yourself feeling sad or angry?
I notice both, and then I can notice it in my body, and I notice it in my body, and then I notice then it impacts my behaviors and who I'm being. So whether or not I say hello to the person that serves me at Coles or whether I don't. Mm. So then I know there's emotions there because
you're not being who you would like ordinarily expect yourself to be, which is kind of just free and happy and present with people.
Yeah.
Okay. So an emotion to you is when you notice you're happy or sad or angry and you're like, I'm having an emotion.
Mm, exactly.
Okay, cool.
That's for me at this point in my life, at this point in my journey, how I would identify it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right. For me, an emotion, I learned this and so it went into my knowledge realm first before I discovered it. I was watching a documentary and they said that an emotion is energy in motion.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah, and like now when I am not being myself, like on Monday, there was some money things happening over here with me, and I was like, in the morning, straight, go for a run. I've just got energy. It's in motion. I just need to go for a run. Mm. I just need to get it out. It's just energy in motion. Like, and that assisted me to not make it wrong, because I would, earlier on in my journey, would be having certain emotions and I'd make them wrong.
Yeah,
like it shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be this way. Mm-hmm. So I am at the point of going, okay, an emotion is energy in motion, and there are things that you can do when you have energy in motion. And Yeah.
That's a great way of looking at it, because then you don't get attached to what it needs to look like or feel like, and that it just is in motion. And I think it's the motion part that I know for
that's
me. If we can swear on this podcast,
yes,
that's so
you can
good.
Swear. We have explicit rating. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's so good. It's the motion part that has taken me a long time to understand the importance of.
Mm.
So I love how you relate to it like that, energy in motion. It's perfect. I heard that many, many years ago. And I understood it in a logical sense.
Yeah, it went into knowledge and logic. Yep, yep.
It didn't come through in my actions or my behavior until recently. That's really awesome that you know running is your thing.
Yeah, yep. And it might not always be running, but in this particular instance, I was like, nah, running is it, like, for that. So,
yeah. Cool. Oh, awesome.
Wow, nice. Like all right. So I guess then we'll go on to... I think you just kind of talked about how you detect you've got an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're not being who you want to be.
Mm.
Like, how is there any other ways that you said, like, that you wouldn't say hello to the deli person at Coles?
It's so funny. That's my telltale sign.
Is it?
It really is. And it really is. So how do I treat the person at Woolies who says goodbye to me after I've done my self-checkout? Like, how do I treat them, and how do I feel when I have to say goodbye back?
Oh.
You know? It's so, like, it's
just
either...
the fact that you've said have to say goodbye. Like,
exactly. So it's really that's my litmus test. So that's one way. And then the other way is, you know, am I friendly and loving with my partner? And am I willing to call my family and chat with them? Am I ignoring people's phone calls? Am I needing to cry that day? Do I actually do the thing that I said I was going to do that day? Or am I not doing it because I need to isolate and avoid the world and try and dissociate from the feeling that I've got in my body because I hate it so much and I don't want to be present with it?
Yep.
So it's all of those things. So you can hear from what I'm saying that it's always, you know, it's the ones we perceive as negative that I have paid more attention to.
Yep.
And that I know are present.
They're definite signs.
They're
of
definite
emotion.
Signs.
Yeah.
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 What about for you?
Yeah. Oh. What I got for myself whilst you were sharing was that I think there's always energy in motion in our bodies. Mm. It's just that, like, some we're just completely okay with. Like, they're there, and to us they're not there. That we're that okay with them.
Mm.
And then there's the others that we're like, you really experience, whether they're not okay or just they're just big emotions, you know. So thank you, like, that kind of gave me a new way of being or approach to emotions. Like, I'm alive, I'm probably having an emotion.
My god, yeah, every second. And you know what's interesting, then my brain goes to, okay, well, why do we relate negatively to some? And you know, in my line of work, I'm always considering, well, how are we teaching children to relate to their emotions then? Are we convincing them that they're scary? Are we convincing them that it's negative and we need to change it? Oh, you've got anxiety, quick, let's run to the doctor and let's change that instead of, actually, you're a powerful little human, and even though you feel a bit worried in the belly, you've got this.
Yeah.
You've got this. Mm-hmm. I'm here with you, and we don't – that anxiety is just there to test us. It's there to warn us a little bit, but we can still choose.
Yeah.
So there's that, and there's also, like, well, are we – you know, do we have that primitive side where it is a warning system, but we've evolved so much that now we just get to choose something different?
Mm.
Like, we don't need to actually respond to that warning system like we did back in the day, you know, back in the heyday.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's effective or not to think about the whys, who knows? But I think when you get to a point in your life where you've realized, I don't want emotion to control me all of the time, we then have to choose. And we were speaking about this morning, and it is the choice that is the most gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching, body-wrenching, head-fucking decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
Really, yep. The hardest thing for me, it is, and I know for the clients that I work with, it's the hardest thing to choose something different, to choose a different habit, because your brain and your body are always expecting the same thing. They've got muscle memory, so to speak. They've got this prediction method.
Well, your brain's really efficient, right? So yeah. It will work out a response to a particular stimuli and make that routine. And so it takes something to interrupt that. And just for everyone, so you know, like when I say we're all the same or we're predictable, it's this element that like people have studied the brain, they know how it works, they know that it likes to be really efficient and make habits out of things. So when it comes to breaking yourself down or hacking yourself and changing your habits or beliefs, that's kind of what I'm referring to, is like you're not a special unicorn, so to speak. Like, you're not super
speak
difficult.
For yourself, Brett. Absolutely a unicorn.
It's as simple as making a choice, but it's also really fucking difficult. And sometimes you can't even see there's a choice. It's just red and anger, and that's all there is.
And fire, baby. Whoa. Yeah. And, yeah, with what you're saying, so the brain will take the path of least resistance. And it doesn't mean that that path is the one that serves you.
Nope.
And that is, and I talk about, you know, human behavior phenomena, and that's one of them. It doesn't mean that it's the one that serves us long term and creates our life of fulfillment. It does not mean that.
No.
So we've got to be on our A game. Mm-hmm. We really do, to catch it and to choose something different.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so cool. I'm having the experience right now that Brit has a body. She's in a body, right? And the body does shit. The body does things. The body, so i.e. the brain, does things. But then there's Brit in the body. And Brit's got to catch the brain when the brain goes, I'm just going to have a fart right now. like, that's so cool. Yeah. Because I just want, like, for people listening to get what it is we're talking about, because for some people, you might be your body. Like, you exist for yourself as your body and your brain, but you're not your body, you're not your brain. I don't know, like, I can't actually tell you what you are. That's for you to decide. But
definitely not a unicorn, though.
No special unicorns, but we're all unique and different. Just having that real experience. Like, okay, I'm none of those things. I'm not my brain's habits. I'm not... And I've got a choice. I get to catch that and watch out for that already habitual way of living.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. I love how you've kind of brought a bit of detachment in there. And I think so for people that are quite spiritual in nature and that love the personal development journey, and I assume that some of your listeners will be that, we can consciously know and logically know that we are not our bodies, but it's not until we can really feel it that this is not true. And the thing that's helped me in the last few weeks, I've started reading a book, it's called The Book of Mastery, and they've given me language to help me become that detached being to the emotions.
Cool.
And it's
awesome.
So when you're talking about, you know, listening to that voice or the body and the emotions, well, that's our small self, right? That's the self that's been conditioned. That's the self that is just, it's the human personality is what they say it is.
Mm.
So it's the personality, it's the beliefs, small self, it's the belief systems.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. So everything that we get taught what to believe on this planet of ours. And then he separates it and he says, well, that's great. You can continue on believing your small self and feeding your stories that have you cry at night or give you a horrible relationship or argue with your children or argue with yourself or have low self-worth. So you can continue believing those, which is the small self. Or we can rise above this, detach from us thinking we are our emotions, we are our behaviors, we are our body, detach from it, rise. And I mean, literally get a picture of you in your body and some piece of you rising, you know, is out of the ashes or out of your body, and you're rising up above it, and you're looking down upon yourself and realizing that the person acting in that moment or the person behaving in that moment, you know, that emotion coming through is the small self, and we have a higher self. We have a higher self that sees things differently, that knows it's going to pass, that knows it's not the be all and end all, that knows this very thing is a story that it's created out of our human existence, human brain, human personality. It's not based in truth. It's not based in fact. And we don't need to believe it moving forward. So there's the two distinctions there, and the practice, and what my wonderful practice was yesterday, is rising above that small self and figuring out, what does it take to get to that higher self where I'm not bothered by things so much in my life, in my world, because things do bother me and it doesn't feel good to me a lot of the time. I'd rather live a much more joyful life, and I believe that it's possible, but it takes goddamn work, and it takes time, and it takes a bloody big commitment.
Yeah, the commitment, definitely. It takes a lot of work. Like, and when you say work, I used to hear like work hard, got to look busy, got to look, you know, like doing the journals and reading the books and all of that. But the work is like every, it's each and every moment. Like you could go grocery shopping and you're doing the work because you're like acknowledging somebody walking down the aisle. Like you actually make eye contact with them. You're brave enough to be vulnerable and make eye contact with someone.
Yeah.
Because these days that's a rarity. You know, and you know what? You might just be deep breathing as you, you know, I don't know, get your plain flour, get your self-raising flour, get the desiccated coconut. Like that's kind of what it's like sometimes.
Yeah. And if we discount the small things, we really discount them, and we think we need to big, you know, go big or go home. But it's really the little things when we're challenging those emotions. And I just want to say, though, really clearly, that emotions are not bad. And I don't want anyone to think that we're sitting here saying, okay, how do we overcome them and have them disappear out of our lives? That's actually not it, because, you know, I listened to a podcast once, and I loved the story they told. She said. I just want you to imagine that you are up above, okay? You're above somewhere. You're having a conversation with somebody, some enlightened being, whoever that is for you, you choose.
Yeah.
It could be Christopher. It could be Jesus. It could be Buddha. It could be Jeffrey from, you know, the
Coles.
From Coles. So you could be talking to them and up there, and they ask you a question. Are you willing to go to Earth and experience every human emotion, every experience, and know what that's like? Are you willing to do that? And then you get the choice. And at some point, we've actually said yes to that. We've said, yeah, we want to experience that. I'm willing to experience that. So for me then, that helped me in those moments that I was feeling incredibly emotional. I needed to think, well, Jess, you're experiencing this because you also experience the good. Okay. And I think we can really discount the importance of that. So the amount of hatred we feel when we feel really low and flat also just means that we experience that much love.
Like and the equal and opposite.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So is that. Like I can feel deeply, madly content, happy, in love with my partner, and the next day I can equally hate him because I feel hurt by something, which is my small self, by the way, people.
Yeah.
And only this week has it really occurred to me, Jess, that's how much love you feel. So how amazing is that?
Wow.
So that grounds me. I don't know.
That's incredible.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Well, so like, on the point of, you know, emotions aren't good or bad, or and, you know, as you just said, like whatever you're feeling, you'll feel that in every other kind of emotion. It's possible. You know, like if you're in really deep sadness, just know that as deeply sad as you feel, it's possible to feel equally joyful and loving. Like that's what's available to you should you want to go after it. I just want to say that like if you didn't have an emotion, if you didn't have emotions, if you wanted to live without emotions, you'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
Like, and those people who look like they don't have emotions, they're either like disassociating and cutting them out, like, and just drawing a line and saying, I'm not dealing with that. And deep down, you know, there's still lots for them to deal with. Or they've done the work and they're really okay with the full spectrum, you know.
And at the same time, they would still have their own version of meltdowns.
Yeah.
So even people that are doing the work, have done the work, we never exit the lane of experience, whatever version of meltdown emotion that is, or experiencing the meltdowns and figuring out, okay, this is the new layer that I need to be okay with now.
Yeah, this is the new level.
I think is important to say, because I know I got into a trap of idolizing and putting people on pedestals that, you know, say to me, oh, I'm okay with my emotions now and I accept them all and I've done the work.
Yeah.
And it can feel really, one, hope-sucking because you're like, well, how did you do it? Okay, that obviously mustn't be for me. I'm obviously doing something wrong. What's the point? It can really feel like that.
Yeah, so
I just want to make really clear, because I had to overcome this myself, is that we never exit that lane of whatever version of meltdown we're at that phase. There's just another layer. There's another layer.
It'll look different.
It'll just look different.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a second episode on emotions because we just love talking about it.
I do.
So thank you all for listening, and have fun sharing what you've gotten for yourself out of listening. Our goal is for our content to reach as many people as possible and become the number one women empowerment podcast in Australia. Our call to action is that you contribute to the women in your life by sharing this episode, subscribing to our podcast, giving us a 5-star rating, and leaving a review. Bye for now.